I think that that will be that one ability that I develop in this company and that I develop character.
Welcome to the Juggling the Chaos of Recovery podcast Wellness Spot, where we focus on health and wellness and how we can reclaim our health and life today. You're in the right place if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and you've been helping so many others, and it's time to help yourself. In a time when health and wellness can be so confusing, I'm here to share what I know and what I've learned in nursing and in my past 20 years experience in wellness, and how making a smart plan can help you live your best life today. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. This is Moira Gorski calling. And just a little intro to what you're going to hear today. Many of you know that I have been in the wellness business. I have my own wellness business representing the Shackley product line. And I've been doing that for over 20 years. And in some of my work with my team and also sharing my story as well as sharing this opportunity and story with others, I've interviewed also people that have had just a wonderful experience with helping other people, serving other people, and helping them with their health. And I interviewed a gal, Mary Lou Serrano, and she has a beautiful story, 31 years of involvement with Shackley, and really how Shackley has helped her dreams come true. And it's a beautiful story. I interviewed her on Zoom and streamed it live down to Facebook, and I pushed the record button a little bit too late. So I'm just doing a little introduction today here before we go over to Mary Lou, because she starts talking about, again, how Shackley has really served her and really helped her dreams come true. And it is a story that I want other people to hear, because, you know, I've learned that in the midst of taking care of everyone else, and dealing with struggles around me with my children, I've needed to find something that can bring me joy. And my business truly brings me joy and fills me with such great joy, because I'm able to work with other people and serve them and help them make changes so that they can really live their best life. And that's what we do in Shackley. And I like to share stories like this occasionally, as well as share stories of how people have been able to turn their health around too with natural choices. So today, Mary Lou and I are talking about her journey in Shackley. And I, again, welcome you to join us and listen to it. And again, apologize for kind of abrupt beginning here as I press the record button a little bit too late. So, but again, what she has to share is really, really valuable. And I hope you find it valuable too. And I hope you connect with me. If this is something that you'd like to learn more about, of how you can have your own business, how you can serve others, how you can be an entrepreneur and live a great life filled with joy, serving others and having, you know, having it filled with purpose too. So again, today, you know, you're in for a treat listening to Mary Lou and I have our conversation. I hope you enjoy it. And thanks again for listening.
Working in a bank, I was a bank teller. I didn't have any interest whatsoever in nutrition back then. I didn't think I needed it. I was in my 20s. I felt invisible. Mm-hmm. And a lady, a coworker, asked me if I was interested in knowing about vitamins and minerals. And obviously my response was no, I wasn't interested. And so the lady that my sponsor that wanted me to introduce me to Shackley came from Waukegan all the way to Chicago. She used to come like 3 or 4 times out of the week. So I remember she opened up an account in the bank. So she just stopped by my window and talked to me about it. And I turned her down several months, actually. Mm. So don't ever give up.
Yeah, that's right. Right.
So then she said, well, I want to ask you for lunch sometime. Can we go? And I'm like, oh, not again, this lady. Oh, dear, no. But then she says something about we do have nutrition, she said to me, but we have something that's really good for digestive problems. And when she said that, I said, what kind of problems? And she says, well, everything that has to do with, you know, with your gut, constipation and all this and that. And I said, does it really work? That was my very first question. And she says, yeah, you want to try it? And I said, well, okay, let's go and have lunch. And I'm going to tell you from now on, I'm not interested. I have other businesses. I was selling jewelry and, you know, and I was in that kind of business when I was, you know, in my 20s. So she took me out to eat for lunch. And then she said a lot of things to me. I didn't understand most of the things she said to me. She said so much. But I remember one thing. She said, there is a business opportunity here for anybody that has big dreams, she said to me. You know, you could earn a car, you could travel over the world, you could accomplish any dream you want. And I was going to be coming to that lunch with her to hear about nutrition and my digestive problem. And she says, here, she gave me an application. She said, just sign your name right there. And then like, is this lady crazy or what? So then I said, well, what about if she's true, what she's saying is true, let me give it a chance. And I said, but I don't have any money to get in this business. She says, don't worry, I'll cover it. It was $8 back then, to get in.
To sign up, yeah. Mm-hmm. Sign up. Become a member, yeah.
Right. So then she said, I'll give you some products for digestive problems and try them. You don't have to pay them. Right now, I remember Herblax, fiber, and alfalfa. Mm-hmm. And the fiber we don't even have it. It was like some wafers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I like the taste. I mean, but I said, I gotta give myself a try, because not going to the bathroom is a terrible, terrible thing. Mm-hmm. And so I said, okay, you know, let me try them. And I did, and I had great results. And that's when I said to her, okay, if this is good for me, this could be good for other people. Let me hear now what you have to tell me about how to earn that car and travel the world and all that. And that's when I paid attention to her. After like 3 or 4 months, that she continued prospecting me. Mm-hmm. But it was when I had the results of the products that that caught my attention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I could tell you that was like I got started in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So mainly was credibility on the products, but giving myself a chance to dream that I was able to accomplish those things when I had nothing. Yeah. I used to earn $168 a week working as a bank teller, and I had to support myself, Maura, paying all the bills, the rent, the everything, because I was a young girl living in this country with no parents, no relatives, and I was all by myself. So mm-hmm. I said, why not give myself a chance to at least think that it's possible for myself, right? Mm-hmm. And that's how the whole thing started.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, I mean, you must have trusted her enough and had something inside of you that had that dream of something better than what you were living at that day.
Right. And then I guess the way she was so sure about herself, you know, telling me about my possibilities with the company and just, you know, the security of her telling me, you know, you could be so good at this. And I heard that you like to sell jewelry and you're all over the place. Why don't you give yourself a chance? And then I said, well, why not? Why not? What can go wrong? I wasn't going to pay the $8 to get in.
Right.
She was gonna pay them. I mean, if it doesn't work out, it's okay. You know, go back to my jewelry and the cosmetics that I was selling back then. Because I had to do always an extra work, extra job to be able to support myself. So with that kind of money I was making in the bank, that didn't help me to pay a couple bills. Yeah. You know, so I started with no car, no money, nothing. I mean, just with a big heart full of dreams and possibilities.
Yeah. And you realize that in order to get by, you needed to have some kind of side, like a side gig, like you said, the jewelry or cosmetics or something to make a little bit more money. So
yeah,
that you could get through the month.
To be able to survive with no help from nobody financially and not having people close to me, near me. Mm-hmm. You know, it was, I guess, Shackley's, I found not only a business, but I found a family, a community where I felt embraced, you know, and for a young girl that struggled so much in my beginnings, it was a big deal for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I'm assuming that this is what happened, because it happens with all of us that, you know, when you signed up, it wasn't just, okay, go ahead and do it. Like your lady friend who met you, she taught you what she knew, right? And she trained you and showed you the way.
Yeah, and I think, and I'm a believer and I respect all faiths, but I think God uses people, you know, to talk to us somehow, somewhere. And it's up to us if we have an open heart and an open mind to listen when someone is saying something to us. And in my case, I had nobody really taking care of myself. So I had to learn, you know, to hustle and to be on the streets by myself, you know, on little village, not a very safe neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And I had to know how to protect myself. So I learned quickly. Mm-hmm. I learned quickly to listen to people that was older than me, because I was in my 20s. And, you know, God guided me to this company. I think so. It's really God putting people on our path, but is the last word is really up to us. We make the decision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I believe in all of that. I mean, I believe when God gives us an idea, or when we have an idea, I believe it's given by God, the universe, whatever you want to believe.
Right.
And, at least I found in mine, then when it keeps coming back, that idea keeps coming back, like we should pay attention to it. And
yes.
I believe there's no coincidences. And similarly, I met a gal who introduced me to Shackley, and we became friends, and she heard the needs that I had for my son who was sick.
Yeah.
And she said, maybe this will help.
And, right.
You know, very similar way. And then again, that family, that community, I feel like there's three prongs of Shackley. You know, there's the products that help our health, there's the income that helps us financially, and there's the community. And that community piece, that family piece, is just like no other that I've ever been exposed to.
Completely agree with you. Mm-hmm. That's exactly, I guess, what happened to all of us, that we stick in this company for so many years.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and I, you know, I shared earlier today with a short video, and just, you know, the ups and downs of life. And when I look at my married life and my, you know, life as a mom and all that, there's been ups and downs, and friends and businesses have come and gone, but the steady has always been Shackley.
Sure.
You know? And that, you know, that again, when you're looking at a business opportunity, that's really solid to have that solid foundation that continues on regardless is
sure.
So important.
Sure.
You know, how is this through the 30 years, how has the business, you know, served you with your dreams that you had, with what you wanted to do with your life?
Oh, that's a big one, Maura. I mean, I have a very grateful heart, and I'm so grateful for Dr. Shackley's philosophy. I fell in love with it. I felt like I was part of something big, very humble, and I guess so emotional, but for someone that struggles so much in her life as a young girl, and have somebody like Dr. Shackley back then, because we didn't have Roger back then.
So Dr. Shackley was alive when you...
No, he died, I believe, in 85,
Yeah, I think that's
But right. I learned quickly his philosophy, and I said, this is beautiful. I want to be a part of this and doing good to people and helping people accomplish their own dreams and their health. I thought it was so humble and beautiful. So I wanted to be a part of it, mm-hmm. not just getting the business financially for financial needs, but also to be a part of something that was bigger than me. Mm-hmm. So the company has served me in so many ways. I think the number one is that it was a school for me. It was a university for me. I didn't have a formal schooling. And for me, Shackley's been that personal development that taught me so many things, because it's not nice when we get rejected. It's not nice when their leaders reverted. It's not, I mean, that takes a heart.
Yeah, right.
So I think the abilities that I have gained over the years of the rejection and all the things made me a better person. So that's the number one I could tell you. Mm-hmm. I mean, financially wise, it's been overwhelming for my own world. Maybe it's not big enough for other people, but for me, it's huge. Mm-hmm. I bought my dream home, brand new, huge house. I could never even in my wildest dreams think that I could live in this house. Living in a small apartment on 26th and Christiana, where Latin Kings gang used to hang out outside my window, my bedroom window, when I was all alone, I was at 16. Mm. How can that be possible for someone with those circumstances where I'm at right now? Mm-hmm. It is, I mean, gratitude to the maximum. Mm-hmm. That's the number one thing. We have traveled to so many places all over the world. My husband and I, when first I was younger, I wasn't married. I used to take my best friend and friends. And I have earned over 35 trips all over the world. Mm. When did I ever thought that for that kind of life that I live? Where is that? Where I was going to accomplish that? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Be able to invest in so many properties that the biggest investment we made was in a commercial, big investment, commercial property where I had, I have tenants, I have apartments, I have offices. I mean, it's a huge place. And I was also conducting another business there for events. I was renting a hall for events such as bridal showers and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. And I was booming that business already. And that was one of my dreams. And Shackley helped me finance that dream. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, now with the pandemic, everything stopped and I am considering other adventures now in my life. But that was a big dream, and be able to have that investment paid 100%. I mean, it's overwhelming.
Yeah,
it overwhelming, is. Overwhelming for me. Like I said, and I'll never have stopped saying that I have a grateful heart, mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. God put me in this path, not just for me, not just for me to accomplish my dreams, but to be able to help other people. That is so humble and amazing.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing. And it's a humbling. You know, I feel so honored myself to be able to help other people, because as we help other, you know, we have our dreams. I'm a big dreamer like you are. But, you know, what is so satisfying is when you see other people that you're able to help and direct along the way, and they're able to accomplish their dreams.
Sure.
You know, when they're able to travel, when they're able to buy a camper and then go camping and traveling around the United States, like one of my team wow. members, you know. That's what is their dream, and they're doing it. They're living the dream, and it's possible. That's what we like to tell people, that it is possible. It's not easy, right? This work is not,
I said it's simple, but it's not easy. It's simple because it is simple.
Mm-hmm. Right.
to me is just be your best customer and share that with others and have a genuine heart to help others. But it could be complicated because our emotions get in the way, mm-hmm. and our fears get in the way. And it's a matter of a decision to get those out of the way, to conquer them in somehow, and don't stop.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Don't stop. Continue.
Keep going.
Learn what to do and what not to do. Mm-hmm. And have something, if something didn't go right, how you have it on your book of something that you learn from, mm-hmm. and then you continue, mm-hmm. but don't ever stop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that will be the one ability that I develop in this company, and that I develop character.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Character and resilience. And I think that's why we love to share these stories, is because when we hear other people's stories, I know that I can grab onto your dreams. You know, if I don't have enough guts myself, I can say, well, Mary Lou did it, or Harper did it, or Katie did it, look at the way, I have a different idea now from what you shared. I mean, we share these stories so that people can see that it's possible. And certainly, no, it's not easy at all. But, the fact that this is something that we can do on our own, again, it's our business, that it's up to us. It's up to us, how we really want to work it. And, what would you say? I would figure that things are different today than they were 30 years ago with
your Lord, the business. Right? I had to have a new brain. Adapt my new friend, my old one, leave it there, learn from it, but then adapt a new brain, because the business that is now, it has nothing to do with the business that I built even 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, I used to do presentations almost every day, go knock on doors, gifts for hostess. This is how I build a huge volume. In fact, my volume has never been under 10,000, mm-hmm. because I learned how to do presentations and sell combos of products and give gifts to the hostess. And that's the way I knew how to do it. I didn't know any other way, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so the advantages, oh my God, I'm sitting here doing a meeting with you in a computer.
Right. I know.
I mean, like, how is this possible? I mean, for the new young girls, this is how they were born, with a phone on their hand.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And for us, I didn't have a phone until maybe, I tell you, probably I was already like in third year in Shackley. Mm. A cell phone. I only had my house phone. I didn't have a car. I was most of my deliveries, because we had deliveries to make.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I made them in a bicycle.
Yeah.
With a backpack.
Yeah.
So,
I remember when I was in nursing, I started to sell Tupperware. I started to sell Tupperware on the side, and I lived in the city. I had no car, and I had that pack of Tupperware I had for meetings, and I'd take it on the L or on the bus, because I didn't have a car. And that's how I got to my hostess's apartments, was this big bag on the L, train to get to the next place. I mean, you do what you have to do, right?
You do what you have to do if you have a big dream. Mm-hmm. It don't matter. I mean, you learn new abilities. I mean, it wasn't comfortable for me to do my business opportunity presentation on a phone, talking all about myself. No one was watching me back then when I started. Mm-hmm. And then I said, well, how am I going to do this now? It's not working the way I did it. How am I going to adapt? I'm going to have to hire somebody to help me. And I hire a coach. I hire a social media girl. And I'm picking up from here and here and here because I want to continue growing. I have a lot to give. I don't want to die in the business because mm-hmm. I'm not adapting, you know. But for the newer generations, these girls, they were born with the phone on their hands, and they're so simple for them, technology. I mean, the only thing I could say you need is ambition. Mm-hmm. Some kind of ambition to have a better life, some kind of ambition to help other people, because we have everything. All the pieces of the puzzle are there. I think we have the tools that support mm-hmm. us. We have the page, the new page that is all there for us, you know, set up for us. Everything right. is there. I mean, we don't make any deliveries. You don't have to have a huge inventory. At one time, I had over $40,000 in inventory.
Wow.
Everybody will come to my office. I had to pay for an office, pay for a secretary, pay for a delivery boy mm-hmm. to deliver my products when I already had a bigger business. Mm-hmm. I was paying all this money. You don't have to do that now. You don't mm-hmm. have to have a huge inventory. Just use the product. Fall in love with the philosophy. Fall in love with the vision of the company where we're heading. You know, just become your very own customer so you have a story to tell people. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. just be yourself. You don't have to be anybody else. Just be yourself and just share from your heart what has worked for you. And maybe they want to try it, maybe not. It's okay. I see it is their loss if they don't want to try it.
Right.
I'm 56 years old. I have a healthy weight. I have a healthy skin. I mean, come on.
Right.
You know, what else? I mean, it's not to be considered or brag about it. It's just, you know, we are an example for these younger girls. And the more, you know, I have a passion to continue doing this and to be able to help more people. Mm-hmm. And learn from my past mistakes. I have so many.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we all do. We all do.
You know, so many falls. And I had an organization of more than 40 leaders. They reverted. And I'm starting from scratch with a new mentality, a new technology in a different way. Mm-hmm. I want to stay in my bed. I just had a party, a birthday party. On the weekend, we had a blast. I take my time to decorate because it's one of my passions. That's why I bought the hall, because mm-hmm. I love to decorate. And I, you know, I'm doing things that money is not an issue mm-hmm. because I do whatever I want. To me, that's freedom.
Right. It is freedom. Yep. It is freedom. Yep. Yep. And yeah. And again, it's that ambition. It's resilience. It's just keeping going, keeping your eye on what those dreams are and trying to not be bothered by, like you said, you know, we live in, that's how it happened with me. I started to use the products. We all got healthier. People started to ask, like, what are you doing? Or this is seems to be what you do. I'm like, it is. It's becoming my lifestyle. Would you like to learn? Sure, I'll share that with you. Not everybody says yes. And that's okay. We feel like it's a loss, their loss, but not everybody says, you know, because not everybody shops at Walmart. Some shop at Target, and that's fine, right? Everybody has, I say that everybody has a choice. It's up to us to educate and teach them and be that example. And then it's up to them to choose. I'm so thankful for the time that you've given us today for this group. I mean, what would you say just as we kind of wrap it up? You know, what would you just kind of your last words, what would you say for anybody that's really looking at considering, you know, stepping in and getting started with their own business?
Well, start somewhere. You know, what motivates you? What is it that this company has that resonates with you? Look into more deep who the founder of the company is, because our roots are amazing. Mm-hmm. It's products in harmony with nature, products that work, products that are beyond organic. I mean, there's so many things about the quality of our company, and just see what is a right fit for you and just give yourself an opportunity to align the dream, your dreams, you know, to your activities. and give yourself a chance. Give yourself a chance. What, you have nothing to lose.
Right.
Right now it's $25 to start a business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From here to the 30th. So what are you going to lose? It's like when Juanita, my sponsor, got me those three products and paid for my membership. I said, what am I going to lose?
Mm-hmm.
I have nothing to lose. But what about it? Whatever the lady is saying, maybe it could be true.
Right.
What about if I could travel over the world? Because that was one of my biggest dreams.
Mm-hmm.
What about if I earned the car that she said that I could earn it? Because
mm-hmm.
Remember, I was on a bicycle.
Right.
And I was walking in the winter time below zero.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that wasn't nice. I said, what about if that's possible? And yeah, work hard.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Work hard. I mean, it's not going to come easy.
Mm-mm.
Let me tell you, it's not going to come easy. It is simple. But you gotta work hard, and work hard more on yourself than anybody else, because there's just so many abilities that we must learn to be prepared when the no's come.
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah.
That's what I could recommend the people that are considering in your business. And if you share that recording, I will share it with my team too, Maura. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and please, you know, thank you. I'm going to travel. I'm getting my luggage ready, but I said, I got to share this, because if we share with an open heart and with gratitude, it'll impact people.
Mm-hmm. It will. Yep. And I'm so grateful that you said yes to me when I wanted to share. Cause again, I've heard your story so many times, and I just have held you in such great regard, because I see how hard you've worked, and you have that huge heart of helping others, and you're so much fun. So enjoy your trip.
Thanks for listening. And if you like what you hear, please leave me a 5-star review. Share this podcast with others and make sure you hit the subscribe button. Come on over to Facebook too. We have a great Juggling the Chaos of Recovery podcast tribe group, and we'd love to welcome you there. Now, do you have a story to share or know someone that does? Please connect with me. You'll find the link in the show notes, and I'd love to hear from you, hear your story, and feature you on one of the upcoming podcast episodes. And perhaps you are ready to find your way back to you. You'd like to reclaim your health in your life. Send me an email, connect with me, simply moira@gorskywellness.com, or jump over to Instagram and connect with me there as Green Gorski, or you can also find me on Facebook. I'll connect with you and just show you some simple steps and show you a way to reclaim your life and your health today. Thanks for listening. Until next time.